James, left outer forearm by scanning machine. July 15th, 2:46 p.m., neutral base.
How can I help you?
Well, sounds like you can mix any paint color, right?
Just about anything. You give me something, I'll do the best I can with it.
James was my first and my favorite. I was nervous, but I had inadvertently worn a revealing shirt, and I think my nipples showing through provided a distraction. The paint mixers never suspected I was recording them. I asked James if he could match any color. He said yes, and I pointed to my arm. James stepped up to the challenge. He kept saying,
"Never done a flesh tone."
Never done a flesh tone, which I liked because it was the first time I can remember my brown skin being referred to as a flesh tone. I felt I was bridging some important barrier, redefining flesh.
What are you painting?
A white woman asked me, "What are you painting?" as her brown-skinned daughter appeared from the aisles. I smiled at the girl, whom she hugged tight to her as she said, "Isn't that fun?" Don and Dale left outside forearm by sight, July 15th, 4:15 p.m. Accent base.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. I want to get a custom color made.
Okay.
Don and Dale worked as a team. Don compared me to the fan deck of colors, then passed me up the line of expertise to Dale, saying, "Remember how you matched that peach that time?" Dale basically just eyeballed me, didn't sweat it in the least. He hit it on the first try. Pretty impressive. This was exciting because it was a true interpretation of my skin through someone else's eyes. There is something about offering your skin as a color for paint. It isn't artificial. It isn't imported. It isn't coveting something outside of you, a photo in a magazine, a mango, or your neighbor's house. It's there, on you all the time. You own it. You don't have to covet it, because it's yours to do with what you please.
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to match a paint colors.
Okay.
Peggy, right palm by scanning machine. August 15th, 11:32 a.m. Tint base.
I just want to match my palm.
Cool.
Peggy didn't seem drawn in by the innate sexuality as the others. Part of the appeal for me is a promiscuity of sorts, these brief encounters that allow me to share a part of myself. To ask someone to experience me and offer a souvenir of our interaction, it's selfish, indulgent, vain, and seductive. And I miss that with Peggy. She didn't make small talk when the paint was mixing. I miss the small talk. Brent, face, right cheek, by sight, August 24th, 4:40 p.m., ultra base. Brent was the most intimate of all my paint mixers. He spent 50 minutes with me, and he touched me a lot. I had been single for 2 years at this point in my life, and intimacy came infrequently and from strange sources. I've been at this since 1974, and I've never matched anybody before. He came around the corner and got close to me, tilted my chin just slightly to catch a better light, held the sample up to my face and always returned to add just a touch more of one tint or another. I have to admit, I was attracted to him. I found myself responding by saying, "Whatever you need me to do," and, "I trust you." I think my subconscious was storing Brent away for some later sexual fantasy.
Heather.
Andrew. Lower back. Deep base. By sight. Left breast. By sight. White base. August 24th, 3:30 p.m. Andrew was diligent, honest, with a bit of a cynical edge. When I asked him to match the color of my back, he said, "Is your back a weird color?" The paint store was empty, which offered me a privacy I hadn't had at other stores. After matching my back, Andrew asked,
"What's the slightly more intimate that you need to match?"
What's the slightly more intimate that you want to match?
It's this part of my breast. Damn, it's so much lighter.
Oh.
We proceeded to mix a color to match my left breast. He said he hoped he didn't get fired for this. He took me to the back of the store. I revealed enough of my breast to offer him room to compare colors. I didn't think he was fazed by it all until he told me my paint was free of charge. Michael, right thigh, by sight, November 20th, 2:21 p.m., deep tone base. Michael was the last. On matching my skin, he said, "Well, just have him match me, it's pretty close." When I asked him what nude was, he offered, "Like, my arms are one color, but then my butt's a different color, you know, more nude." After an hour, Michael came up with my least favorite color. More of a taupe than a vibrant thigh brown. But hey, this is all about their interpretation, not mine.
Thank you.